You know, it'd be really cool. It'd be a dream come true. But, you know, it's the way I'm just looking at it. You know, I want to get there. You know, I'm definitely striving to be the number one pick, you know, going through this entire process and, you know, playing the season and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, my dream is just to play in the NFL. And I know being the number one pick after that doesn't really matter. You got to go improve yourself in the NFL. And it's just like that in college. You know, being the number one recruit in the country doesn't matter once you step on that campus. So, you know, it's the same thing. You know, it's cool and it's an honor and everything. But, you know, definitely just going on, going whatever team I go to and proving myself there is the biggest thing.
Was your brother your quarterback in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. You gave up a sack or something?
I actually got a pretty good story about that. You know, my junior year, I tell him I was pancaking the guy, and I pancaked him. Matt was trying to – my twin brother was bouncing out of the pocket, and I pancaked the guy right into Matt's legs. And I get up, and instead of him yelling at me, I start yelling at him saying that you gave me a sack. Like, what, you got to be a better athlete than that. And so he never chewed me out for giving up sacks. I chewed him out once for – me giving up a sack, so that's kind of our relationship.
Being a lineman, it's not a glamorous position, not like quarterback, running
back,
receiver. What's fun about it?
I love offensive line. You know, I always, you know, growing up, I always thought I was too athletic for the position. You know, I was a quarterback in junior high. You know, me and my twin brother, there's two A teams for our junior high, because 100 kids try out, and we were the quarterbacks for both teams, and you know, wanted quarterback, then wanted to play tight end, and always ended up on the offensive line just because I was the biggest guy on the team. And, you know, offensive line is, you know, what I was born to play. I love the position, love the physical aspect of it. Love just, you know, it's a one-on-one. You finish every single play with a one-on-one block. You know, there's not many other positions on the field like that. And, you know, love that part of it. And, you know, I'm a background guy, and that's why I belong on the offensive line. Yeah, you know, he's great quarterback, great leader for our team. You know, really, really enjoyed blocking for him. He's a lot different to block for than my quarterback this year, and I liked that a little bit more. But he's, you know, I talked to him a couple weeks ago down in Miami when I was at the national championship game. I went and had lunch with him, and you know, asking him about, you know, the whole agent process, and then, you know, the draft, the combine, all that kind of stuff. And he helped me and gave me a lot of tips on all that, you know, kind of calmed my nerves a little bit. And he was very helpful. I mean, that would be awesome. You know, it's any team I end up, though, it's you know, just a dream to play in the league. But, you know, playing with Coach Sherman, you know, that's why I went to A&M, was for Coach Sherman. And Coach Turner, who's now the line coach, Miami, you know, that'd be a comfortable transition. But, you know, whatever team's fine with me.
What effect did
Well, in high school and all that, I watched Joe Thomas. He's definitely the guy I loved watching. You know, love the way he plays. He's just, you know, I don't know about his weight room numbers and stuff like that, but he's just one of those guys. Looks like he's got that brute strength, lumberjack strength, and you know, I kind of pride myself on that too. You know, a guy that, you know, doesn't get pushed around too much. Great pass blocker, and you know, plays hard, plays the whistle, and you know, that's the guy I watched in high school growing up.
What